more than 4,000 fans converging upon NRG Park once again. The fans enjoying themselves, as are the players, signing some autographs after practice. Hi, everyone. Welcome into Texans training camp today, brought to you by Academy. Patty Smith alongside the general, John McClain. We are glad to be back here in Houston. It was a little chilly, believe it or not, in Virginia.
That's almost embarrassing to say, isn't it? I was freezing on Saturday. I know you were, too. I was wearing shorts and a shirt. And it was cold. I was embarrassed to say so. I'm kind of glad to be back here. I don't mind the heat and humidity. I'm used to it. Anything but being soaked.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like we were.
I will take the heat every day. The players glad to be back as well. About 90-plus degrees out here, but a little breeze. It's been nice. A lot of, I'm not going to say new faces, but we've got some players back that we haven't seen in a little bit of time.
Patty, it was good to see Lewis Nakes III back out there. He was on the side field in Richmond. And he had a good day of practice. You know he's going to play a lot. Vince Wilfork, if he suits up at all, is not going to play. But a series, they need Lewis Nakes III to show why they drafted him in third round last year. We always talk about you can't make the club in the tub. I think this is a make-or-break preseason for him. Mike Muhammad's back an inside linebacker. Max Buller took his place last week. Chris Polk, the running back, came back just in time for the big fight. We'll see a lot of him on Saturday. And I'm excited to see the backups. You don't need to see J.J. and Cushing and those guys. Backups and quarterbacks.
Well, and that's kind of what I wanted to ask you about as this week is preparation for the preseason game against the 49ers on Saturday. Today, Ryan Mallett got the snaps with the ones. It's been alternating. Does that sort of play out and line up then for Brian Hoyer then to be the starter on Saturday?
Well, let's see then. Okay, it would, but Bill O'Brien said do not put emphasis on who's starting. Well, say that's easy for you to say, but we got to write and broadcast and talk. But I asked Bill, I said, is it fair to pick a quarterback without letting both play with the starters in preseason? That seems fair. But he said he's looking for consistency, and he would love for one to step up and take the bull by the horns. But right now, he says, still neck and neck, too tough to call.
All right, well, let's listen and see what else head coach Bill O'Brien had to say after today's practice.
Not everybody will play in this game, but the guys that do play in the game, you know, it's a chance to get on film. It's another chance to show us what you can do. It's another chance to make your case that, you know, you want to be part of this team, that you can make this team. So I think anybody that plays in this game, it's important.
Well, John, so much we've talked about. It's almost every day we're talking about Mallett or Hoyer, but there's some other guys that are making some noise, some guys that you talked about and to at today's practice as well.
Andre Howell, who was the August All-Star last year as a seventh-round pick playing cornerback, has been moved to strong safety, Patty. He's undersized. He's running with the first team. He's smart. Jonathan Joseph talked about how smart you got to be able to learn inside and outside at corner and safety. And he's going to go into this game number one with Raheem Moore. The other one he talked about, Bernard McKinney, second-round pick at inside linebacker. He's behind Cushing. You know Cushing's not going to play much, if at all. So we're going to see a lot of Bernard McKinney. He packs a powerful punch. He's great at the point of attack. I can't wait to see that big 6'4", 250-pound inside linebacker when he fills the hole against the 49ers.
Yeah, and even though we are only 8-9 days into training camp, it's been mixed up pretty well with night practices, with the trip to Richmond, and they like preparing for the game against the 49ers.
Yeah, guys are a little bit more hyped knowing that we're going to be playing a full game. You know, and the guys that aren't playing as much or know they're not going to play as much are still out here practicing hard, you know, and encouraging the young guys that are going to be playing a lot.
And, John, you mentioned Chris Polk, his second practice back there, Jonathan Grimes. Just with Arian out, there's a lot of talent back there, but who do you see stepping up and how do you see that playing out on Saturday?
It's going to be Alfred Blue. Alfred can be a three-down back. He's got to make a lot of improvement over his rookie year when he only averaged 3.1 yards a carry. Polk's a veteran. Now, he looked good last year against the Texans when he played for Philadelphia. They know what they're going to get out of Jonathan Grimes, and they want to look a lot at Kenny Hillier, the seventh-round pick from LSU, who scored 6 touchdowns every year at LSU. He's a power back between the tackles. We're going to see a lot of all those guys. I'm excited about that. I think we're going to end up seeing Arian Foster come back before the second half of the season. Really, you know, last year, Patty missed like 5 games, 3 full, 2, most of 2 others. That may be all he misses this year.
Well, and if these guys can step up and fill in, he comes in, like you said, the second half of the season with some fresh legs, maybe a silver lining and a blessing in disguise there.
They're going to run the ball like they did last year. They don't want to throw it all over the place. So they need these guys to start off the season doing really well. They may have a back on each down, or they may have Alfred Blue playing all three downs. That's why it's going to be fascinating to watch.
All right, we've taken our first time out here on Texans training camp today, but don't go away. I'll come back with one of those backs, Chris Polk, after this. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans training camp today. Joining me now, running back Chris Polk. And Chris, your second practice out here on the field. You were out there the final day in Virginia. How are you feeling, and sort of what are you seeing as far as it goes for you personally?
I'm feeling really good. You know, it's good to get back out there, you know, hit a little bit, run around, you know, run routes, just get back into it. And, you know, I'm just really happy to be out there, you know, contribute to, you know, success the running backs have been having. And, you know, nothing's promised, nothing's guaranteed. I just got to go out here and just bring my best foot forward every day and, you know, just try not to get outworked.
So, as I mentioned, your first day back was the final day in Virginia. Things got a little chippy, a little crazy out there. But what did you guys, or what did you see that this team sort of learned as a group that you've been able to come back and apply to this week?
We definitely learned it's going to be a physical game. We got to have to be the more tougher team, you know. And, you know, we just can't take nothing from anybody. You know, a football team takes on the identity of their head coach. And, you know, we ain't got to say too much about OB. We know all he is, so then we try to be just like him.
What's the mind frame? Was there any kind of mindset change, or kind of how are you now viewing your time here in the next few weeks of training camp with the injured Arian?
You know, I'm just taking it one day at a time. You know, it's just, you know, it's a great opportunity even if he was here. You know, I'm just trying to get better, you know, make the people around me better and just, you know, just control what I can control.
What are you enjoying about this training camp as you compare it with others?
I just love the atmosphere, how, you know, how dedicated the fans are. You know, there's sometimes where they're out here before we are. So it's just, you know, it's just something, you know, surreal. Then it's just so physical, way more physical than, you know, just being around the fans in this environment, atmosphere, and just the way we practice. It's how it's supposed to be played.
Well, and you seem like you're enjoying every bit of it. You can hear them out there screaming. You took some time to sign some autographs. You enjoy having them out here.
I love the fans, you know, because, you know, I know what it was, how much, you know, athletes meant to me at that age. You know, the reason why I actually started playing football, you know, just, you know, because they were my superheroes. So, you know, seeing that, you know, I'm still a big kid myself. You know, I see that. I see myself in them, and I just want to, you know, do everything I can for them. I love the fans.
All right. Thanks so much, Chris. We have to take one final time out here on the show. Don't go away. When we come back, we'll introduce you to Arian Hartigan. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans training camp today. Finally, another female on the show. I'm welcoming and introducing you to our very own Arian Hartigan from Fox Sports Southwest. First of all, so glad to have you here and glad to have you on the show.
Well, I'm the one sitting next to a living legend around here. I am very privileged to work alongside you and learn under you. And according to everyone here, if I listen to Patti Smith, I will be A-okay.
That is true. And that's why I have her on the show, to sit here and make me, like, look good and say, no,
I also should have listened to you when you told me to wear shorts, because these pants are, like, sticking to me about now.
Well, all kidding aside, the reason Arian is here is because she will be hosting the pre- and post-game show for the Houston Texans this year from the studio alongside Tony Banks. We will still be here with Mark, Andre, and all our cast of characters here on site, but looking so forward to being able to work with you guys. You spent the day out here at practice today getting to know everybody. Just sort of, what are your overall thoughts?
You know, we talked about it a little bit off to the side. I can't get over just how tight this group is. And when I say, I mean, I'm from the coaching staff to the media members. And it probably has one of the most devoted fan bases. I mean, they were out here in the grueling heat all morning long. And you got a guy like J.J. Watt, who spends an hour after a 3-hour long practice, you know, with these fans. I mean, it's things you don't witness with every organization. This is not common. And so I think that's what I took away most was, just how welcomed I was immediately here. And I'm feeling really good about the season. If they can stay healthy, like I said, no better backup running back than Alfred Blue, and you got JJ Watt and those guys. So, feeling good about covering this year.
Well, I think everyone is happy to welcome you, because not only is she a beautiful face, but she is an athlete, a fellow softball player. We got it covered, the outfield, the infield, so we've got the whole jock.
So if there was, like, a slow pitch game, which I think we should make happen, we would dominate. Also, worth noting, I am 1-0, I think, on Texans Countdown Live. I covered the Oakland game last year, filled in for Dave. So hoping that trend continues this season.
Yeah, anything we can do to get wins, it is. So Arian with us every step of the way next year. Great to have you on. We look forward to all season.
Very very much looking forward to it as well.
All right, that's going to do it for today's show. Be sure to be with us each and every night right here on Fox Sports Southwest.